Last edition, New Haven Evening Register, weather fair and cooler. New Haven, Connecticut, Thursday, August 3rd, 1918. 14 pages, price 2 cents. War training for all college men. New plan to supersede ROTC opens opportunity to but stresses duty of college students. Hartford, August 3rd. The completion of a plan whereby college men will be enlisted and enrolled in the Students' Army Training Corps, and in case where men show promise along some lines of study essential to the war, continued in college to go on with college work, was announced today by William Arnold Shanklin, Director for Connecticut of the American Council on Education, through the Connecticut State Council of Defense. Under this new War Department plan, college men will enlist or enroll and continue in training until the day their draft number is called. Then officials will decide where the man can best serve his country. Those qualified to do so will be ordered to continue their studies. Others best fitted will be sent to an officer's training camp. Still others, whose qualifications make it advisable, will be assigned to some branch of the military service. The student who shows no ability for service in college or military work will be ordered into active service as a private when his draft day comes. Yale University, Trinity College, Wesleyan University, and the Connecticut Agricultural College are included in the list of American colleges and universities where this plan becomes effective with the beginning of the college year. This student's Army Training Corps has been designed to permit college men to continue their studies with the consciousness that they are fulfilling their military obligations in the manner which the nation believes best. Copies of the plan are being mailed by Dr. Shanklin to all male graduates of Connecticut high schools in classes which were graduated in June. The following regulations have been made by the War Department considering enlistment and enrollment. All able-bodied students in college in which training units organize will be encouraged to enlist if over the enlistment age of 18. Students under 18 will be encouraged to enroll in the training units. Students neither enlisted nor enrolled will not be entitled to enter the training units or to receive the instruction. The enlistment contract of all students over 18 will constitute them members of the Army of the United States, and they will become thereby subject to active service at the call of the President. The status of an enlisted student is outlined as follows. A student enlisted in the Students' Army Training Corps is in military service of the United States. Because he does not receive pay, he is classed as on inactive service. But in a national emergency, the President may call him at any time to active service. He is called to active service each summer when he attends camp for 6 weeks and receives the pay of a private. The student's relation to the draft is as follows. Any student so enlisted, though in the military service of the United States, is technically on inactive duty, and therefore must register after he has reached draft age and upon notice by the President. Upon stating on his questionnaire that he is already in the military service of the United States, he will be placed automatically by his local draft board in Class VD, as provided by the Selective Service Regulations. The draft board will not call him for induction so long as he remains a member of the Students' Army Training Corps. In order that the college student may not even appear to enjoy special privileges, it is agreed that when the day arrives on which, according to his order number, he would have been drafted, had not he already volunteered, the fact is reported to the president of the college, who in turn reports it to the adjutant general. This is the day of reckoning for the college man. The president of the college and the commanding officer will then report to the chairman of the Committee of Education and Special Training of the War Department for what form of the military service the individual is in their judgment been qualified. They will recommend either that the student should continue his studies to prepare for work in medicine, engineering, chemistry, psychology, economics, etc., or that he should go at once to an officer's training camp to prepare for an officer's commission in the infantry, artillery, etc., or that he should be assigned to work in the ordnance, quartermaster, or other staff corps, or sent immediately to a division at one of the camps. Regular uniforms, including hats, shoes, and overcoats, will be furnished.